This past week, we had the incredible privilege to begin Parshas Bereishis. And when we learn through Bereishis, it is almost as if we are being given a window into the divine creative process. We get to sit by the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and watch as He creates an entire world, an entire universe, as He creates all of the earthly fixtures, and ultimately, as He creates us. And the Torah describes, and it's really first description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, it begins by describing the world. What did the universe look like? Va'aretz ha'isa sohu va'vohu. The world, the universe, was astonishingly empty. V'ruach Elokim rachafes al pnei ha'mayim, when the divine spirit was hovering over the water. And Rashi says something so beautiful. What does it mean the divine spirit was hovering over the water? Kisei ha'kavod omid ba'avir u'merachif al pnei ha'mayim b'ruach piv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The divine throne was hovering over the water and was being propelled forward through the breath which emanated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. So obviously the Torah is trying to convey to us something profoundly deep. And in Rashi's explanation, the imagery that is being painted is to somehow give us some insight into the divine identity. But then Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says, Kiyona hamirachefes al hakein, like a dove which hovers over its nest. So Rashi says, if you want to know what did it look like, V'ruach Elokim rachafes al pnei ha'mayim, that Hashem is hovering over the water, God's hovering over the universal, the earthly waters, was just like a dove which hovers over its nest. And when I saw this Rashi last week, I was so struck by this imagery. Because why does the dove hover over its nest? The dove hovers over to protect its young. Because the dove recognizes the vulnerability of its chicks. The dove recognizes the weakness of those little young birds before they even have the ability to fly on their own, to provide for themselves. So what does the dove do? The dove circles, the dove hovers, the dove watches. And Rashi HaKadosh explains so beautifully. The Ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei ha'mayim. What does it mean that the Ribono Shel Olam hovered? He hovered over the world like a dove hovers over its nest. The dove hovers to protect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovered to protect. But you'll say to yourself, one second, the dove hovers over its nest when the young are in the nest. But here when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hovering over the world, hovering over the water, there's nothing there. There's nothing in the world. There's water. That's it. No animals. Nothing, no, certainly not man, not so much later on. So where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovering? Elamai, perhaps what Rashi's coming to teach us, what the Torah's coming to teach us, is that the first time we are introduced to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, we are introduced to Him as a protector. God has many identities. Sometimes He's Avinu, sometimes He's our Father. Sometimes He's Malkinu, sometimes He's our King. Sometimes God is a mother. Sometimes God is a partner. Sometimes God is proud. Sometimes God is angry. Many different attributes and many different identities of the Ribono Shel Olam. But do you know, when the Torah Kedosha first introduces us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it introduces us to Him as a protector. Because more than anything, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is looks out for us, is watches over us, protects us, even though we very often are totally unaware of that divine shmira, of that divine watchfulness, of that divine protection that our loving Father affords us each and every day. You know, so often we focus on the times that we perceive that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there for us. Where were you, God, when I needed you? And the truth is, sometimes we have legitimate questions, and it's okay to question legitimate questions. But dear friends, understand that for every time we perceive that God was quote-unquote not there when we needed Him, there's a million other times that He is there, that He was there, that He's watched over us, guarded us very often, without us even knowing. You know, you ever have a situation where you're driving and either because of your own negligence or someone else's negligence, you almost get into an accident. you almost get into an accident. This close. Chas v'shalom would have been terrible. And in that moment, you become so acutely aware of the dangers which are everywhere. Person crosses the street and is not careful and chas v'shalom almost gets injured. You realize, oh my gosh, I'm always living in this constant state of fragility. I'm always living in this constant state of potential danger. That's life. So what happens each and every day? The Ruach Elokim Mirachefes Apnei Hamayim. The divine throne hovers. The Kadosh Baruch Hu hovers over the nest. He takes care of us, just like the dove takes care of its young. God has many identities, but the first one with which He's introduced to us in the Torah Kedosha is the identity, the persona of a protector. We are privileged to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's protection each and every day, in ways that we know and in ways that we don't. But let us find incredible strength and incredible courage to go forward in life knowing that the Ribono Shel Olam is always by our side, always looking after us, always loving us, always protecting us, always hovering over the nest. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.